This show furnished by Key Light Counseling Center.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
Although you'll be receiving valuable advice from our host, please remember this is not therapy. It does not replace a relationship with a qualified mental health professional.
Hey, I'm Dr. G, and welcome to Engaging Minds. Happy New Year to everyone. And we are back on the air, and I want to thank you for joining us earlier. We want to wish the USC Trojans a good game against Washington tonight. And my guest today is going to be Wes Geer, and our number to call in is 1-800-222-5222. You could also email us at engage790@gmail.com and call in with any questions for Wes and myself. And if you want to win a Rock to Recovery t-shirt, the number again to call in is 1-800-222-5222. We have a few t-shirts to give away. We'd love you to call in. You can follow us on social media at The Dr. G Show and join us on live stream on Facebook at The Dr. G Show. So my guest this afternoon is Wes Geer. He's the founding member of the band Head PE. He's the touring guitarist. He was the touring guitarist for Korn and is the founder of Rock to Recovery, which is an innovative music program that harnesses the healing energy of music. And welcome, guest.
Why, thank you.
It's, you know what? It's so great to have you on the show. Again, I want to remind our audience that you've been on before. What I love about your career, as we've talked before, is you've had so many interesting incarnations, different bands, and then you founded Rock to Recover. I know you're shaking your head going like,
oh,
I
man,
can't believe it myself.
The struggle.
Well, that is what I want to talk about, because so many people that call my show and patients, you know, they really don't get the struggle that it takes. They come into my office and they get a sense of, you know, I want to career in music, and I want it to happen in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they put a limit on it. And I thought you could share that with our audience, that sense of some of your struggles, what you've discovered about yourself, and how you've reinvented yourself time and time again, because I believe that's what it takes to have a successful career.
Absolutely. One thing I remember is when I left my first band, and then I jumped into a job with my brother, which was a great job for me, learning all these skills I didn't have, probably definitely overpaid. I hated the job, and I knew I didn't belong there, but I didn't know how to get out. And so I just had to pay my dues there for like 6 years.
What was it that the job
he's an independent sales rep. So he's a sales rep for Shure Microphones, biggest microphone brand in the world. Matter of fact, that's probably what we're using now. But anyhow, very successful guy, a lot of opportunity there, but instinctively for me, it didn't feel right. Intuitively, I knew it was a waste of who I was as a person, not using all my assets, and I wasn't a good employee.
And probably not that great at it in the end.
I was not performing well at all, and
because
so,
you weren't
anyhow,
that connected to it.
I was not connected. I was horrible. Yeah, I was horrible. And so in that sense, it's almost like I was stealing money from him. But here's the thing. I wanted to quit. I wanted to leave, but I had nowhere to leave. So I just got really into prayer and meditation, not because I'm some like avid churchgoer or anything, just like I have nothing else. So I'm going to try to tap into this thing people are talking about. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to, you know, and try to be guided. And I was just talking to my friend about this.
Uh-huh.
I get downloads when I meditate. So when I'm like, what job do you, where can I go? And I'm meditating on this. I heard this voice go, you're going to change careers 3 more times. And it was talking at me. And I was like, WTF, 3 more times.
Right.
Get me out of here once. I kid you not, this is one of many stories in this realm. But I left that job. I worked at Fusion Academy teaching music. Then I got the Korn gig. And now where am I? In the third career. And this is the first time in my life I feel like I'm not going anywhere. This is where I meant to be all along.
So it's been cumulative. It's all been leading this way.
Yeah.
I want to make a comment about what you said about being in sales and feeling like you were disconnected mm-hmm. from what you were doing. I've seen this so many times in my office that people that feel disconnected, then a lot of times they grow up they mature and they start having issues of depression and anxiety because they feel so disconnected from their lives. And a lot of times they may get into issues of, you know, drugs or alcohol as a way to soothe themselves and deal with their upset, where when they start discovering, whether it's through meditation or therapy, however you want to do it, the sense of connection about themselves, there's a sense of peace that starts to happen to them. And those voices that you said, those downloads start to happen, but you have to make some important decisions in your life and be able to be in that space of anxiety where really nothing is there till something else comes your way.
Yeah. So you have, you know, in spiritual terms, they have the small self and the higher self with the capital S, right? So the small self is like, screw this job. I don't belong here. This sucks. Oh, God, what am I going to do? This isn't for me, right? And if I act out of that place, it's fear, it's anger. I'm not going to have a good result. That's the voice. If I listen to it, I'm in resentment. I'm vibrating in that place. And you can't create from that place very well. And if I listen to that voice enough, I would have gone, screw you, brother. I'm out of here. And gone out and done what?
I don't know, done what?
Yeah, well, like, who knows, taking right. another crappy job. But instead, I'm like, only thing I have is to keep creating space and go back to this way of getting connected, which was, for me, meditation. Then I connect to that higher self, and it's like...
But didn't you connect after that to the music, sort of the music inside of you, and turn that into a career?
I did. But right. all my career, once I had PE was my first band, and it's widely documented that I was on massive amounts of drugs when I got that record deal. And I was the mastermind of that band. So it was working. Then I left, got into my brother's job, and I was super depressed because I lost my identity as a musician. And that was my baby, that band. It was ours, but it was my baby. So I went into depression. Now I'm working this new job, and then I finally started getting sober about a year into working with my brother. So I have all this. My world's changing.
What was your inspiration to get sober at that time?
I don't think that's a fair way to even question it.
Okay.
They say we do it by necessity and not by virtue, meaning like I was surrounded. I had my little wagon out in the plains, and the Indians were around me, and they're like, you're going to die. I mean, you know, my family did an intervention, the same brother. And
oh, well.
A stupider job, sorry.
It's okay.
And so, okay, so.
So go back to it.
So I had $3,000 left in my bank account. If I had $1,000,000, I probably would have not gone to rehab. But I had $3,000. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm going to run out of money in a second. I thought, should I go to Thailand and ride elephants? I swear to God, I was thinking about that. And instead, I was like, started looking up rehabs.
Okay, so you went for a choice that would kind of make sense to you at that time.
I'm insane at that point. Anybody who's about to get sober is insane.
I want people to hear this, and I want them to hear your journey, because it's so important. Because people just, you know, I get people coming into my office, and they just think it's easy. Like, people just walk through this stuff. And what you're trying to explain to them is that this is tough. Like, this is really difficult.
It's really tough.
And what people face, and, you know, hitting their rock bottom and making those life-changing choices are not easy. So if you want to call in, our number is 1-800-222-5222. You can speak to Wes or myself if you want to share your own stories of sobriety or how you've dealt with mental health issues. We'd love to hear from you. And we also have some T-shirts to give away. So the number again is 1-800-222-5222. You started to talk about Rock to Recovery. I wonder mm-hmm. if you can explain to our audience what that is.
Okay, so I went to rehab. We were painting pictures and doing yoga and all this stuff, but we didn't have music. And when we were in the rehab, there was 22 dudes, insecure, detoxing, shame, guilt, clickiness, all that. I would play my guitar, and I would watch it transform the energy in the room. And it wasn't like I was giving a concert. We're talking just messing around. Guys would want to play, I know a chord, or show me a riff. It just changed the whole dynamic. So when the Korn gig, after that I got the Korn gig because I was sober, when the Korn gig was coming to an end, because the original guy, Brian, was coming back to the band, I was like, what can I do? I'm sober and I'm a musician. And I wanted to get into self-pity, like, I'm so screwed. I lost the dream job. So I thought, you know what? What can I do to help people and make a living with being who I am, a musician and sober? So the idea of Rocked Recovery is to get playing music, spreading prolifically through, you know, all places that need it. So what we do in Rocked Recovery is we write songs with people and we get people who don't normally play music to play music.
And that's so important. For, again, I keep saying this for people to hear, too, is that you've taken different aspects of your personality in your life. You know, the idea of being sober, the idea of being a musician, and you found a creative way to give back and make a career out of it and then share it in a service way to other people.
Yeah.
So
you know how?
How? And we're going to take a break in a second.
It's asking. The key ingredient that I do all the time is I don't go, well, it's got to be A or B, and you use
no,
my
mind.
No,
that's what I love
I
about
ask.
You. Yeah,
I go, where do you want me? What can I do with this? Show me.
And as I've gotten to know you, what I love about getting to know you is you will just ask me what you want, and it makes my life so simple. I may not be able to answer you the way you want it, but at least I know it's straight, you know, across the board. So I'm Dr. G. We're going to take a commercial. Again, if you want to win a Rock to Recovery t-shirt, make sure to call in at 1-800-222-5222, and we'll be back right after the break.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-773-5124 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-773-5124. 800-773-5124. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-773-5124.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-590-7516. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-590-7516. 800-590-7516.
The proud home of Ben Shapiro. Weekdays, 3 to 6 a.m. 790 KABC.
Well, hello there. I am Lynn Ferguson, and you are listening to Dr. G, Engaging Minds on KABC 790 AM.
Hey, I'm Dr. G, and we're back with Wes Geer. Our number is 1-800-225-2222. And we've been talking to Wes about his journey. And what I've discovered as a psychologist is he's been able to take different aspects of his life, his experience with sobriety, his experience as a musician, and now his desire to give and created Rock to Recovery.
Yeah.
And I'm sure with that, been very successful with it.
Yeah, we've been blessed. I mean, you got to imagine, I'm at first was a guy going, I'm going to write songs with people who've never played music and go into a treatment center, which a lot of times I'm in a garage.
Right.
And then what was crazy is guys or girls would come in all detoxing on drugs and I hate the world and I want to die. And by the end, they'd be elated and we'd be singing together. And it went from there, just me carrying guitars and instruments into now we got a staff of 13 doing 500 sessions a month. We're in Portland and Nashville and we got a contract with the Department of Defense and we went to Germany and we do all these Air Force bases and Hawaii. And yeah, it's like, wow.
You know, I know it's kind of a cliche, and people say this to me too, and I probably have the person with the most difficulty in following this, but if you do it, it seems to happen. If you just put some good energy out there, the money, the people, they seem to come around you. I'm wondering if that's been your experience too with Rock to Recovery.
That's been my experience, but I swear the difference is when I was in self-pity going, oh man, you know, I'm sober and I'm a musician. That sounds like a horrible like combo to have. And I went, okay, God or universe, whatever. If this is who I am, certainly I wasn't sent to earth to suffer. So how can I use this to help people? And that was the difference and make a living.
And that's and at the same time helping yourself. You should
sure.
do both simultaneously.
Right. If others, so there's a, in our literature, they talk about you could pray for yourself if others are to be helped. And so what was I doing? I was bringing love into the equation, and that could be anything. You know, I want to be a great doctor. Well, what's your motivation? Money? Or is it to really help your patients? And I think when I brought that into the equation, I really think it becomes like Michelangelo's painting on the Sistine Chapel
reaching,
and then God or universe or whatever starts reaching back. But when the motivation is just, you know, the girlfriend or the bank account or whatever, I just don't think we get the same help from the universe.
I don't think so either. I mean, I know for myself, I love that image of the Michelangelo's, you know, in the Sistine Chapel, two fingers touching together. Because I know when I'm sitting down with the patient, you know, I try to focus on them. And if I don't grow with each experience with the patient, I probably haven't done a good job. So I have to grow simultaneously with them as they grow.
Yeah.
We have Patrick. He's calling in from L.A., and I want to welcome him to the show. Patrick, thank you for calling. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Hey, Dr. T. Hey, Wes. How are you guys?
Hey, good.
We're doing great. And why don't you share your question with us?
Yeah, I've actually been sober now for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
57 now. I'm a bass player, so I was on the radio. I listened to the radio and heard you guys, and I thought that was just a great concept of Rock for Recovery, music being a big part of my life that I got away from when I was using. And I'm just wondering how musicians like myself can get involved and how we can bring that into other people's lives and help with their recovery, because it's all about service.
100%.
I agree completely. So, Wes, why don't you share some information if someone wanted to get involved with Rock to Recovery?
For anybody,
how could they do so?
For anybody listening, we're on all the social media stuff, Instagram, Facebook, and it's Rock2TO Recovery. You can find us on there. We got a website, which is Rock2TO Recovery, and there's a contact form there. You can email us. If you're somebody's really being fancy right now and they want to write down info@rock2recovery.org. Many ways to reach us.
And I do want to tell you too, Patrick, if you miss any of that information, you can also contact me, Dr. Howard Gluss at live.com, and we'll share Wes's contact information with you.
Thank you so much. And it's just great to have different, we're so lucky to be in Los Angeles, by the way, with so many avenues for recovery and the awareness these days is so much better than when I was younger. And it's great to see, especially younger people getting sober and having their lives ahead of them to live for their purpose.
100%.
And listen, Patrick, lots of luck in your journey through recovery.
Thank
you
so much.
Yeah, brother. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Keep on rocking.
Okay. And I did, before we start, Wes, I wanted to mention, I'll give a shout out to one of our sponsors. It's Sand and Shorts PR, and they tell a story that has a very powerful effect on people's lives. Because what I love about Tanya McKenzie at Sandon Shores is she gets the essence of who you are, and then she goes out there and tries to brand it. So she's very psychological in her approach. So if you want to contact her, it's Tanya McKenzie at Sandon Shores, and the number is 424-262-1920. That's 424-262-1920. So, Wes, I wanted to ask you a question around creativity and yeah. artistry and being a musician. Mm-hmm. One of my experiences working with a lot of artists in therapy that are going into recovery is there's this tremendous fear that, like you talked about Head PE, you created a lot of your work from basically being high the whole time. And there's a fear of letting go of the drugs or the alcohol, because there's a sense that they won't be creative when they let go of it, or their personality is built on being high. And if someone came to you with that question, I wonder how you would respond. Like if they said, you know, dude, I cannot let go of this because I'm not going to be able to create.
You're screwed. No, I mean, here's okay. the thing.
Maybe they should go get a job with your brother.
Totally. Become a rep.
Become a rep. Become so, a psychologist.
Yeah. yeah. What I would say is, like, first of all, everything you've written that you loved, you did it. The drugs didn't do it.
And that's a great point.
And what happened is that you lowered your inhibition. Did you hit maybe some new vibrational spot or whatever? Sure. And yeah, it is unique being loaded. It is different. But the talent comes from you. So, but for me, it's like, it's not an option of like, should I get sober or should I? It's like, I have to get sober so I don't die.
Yeah.
So that's the main thing. I got to not die. Now, in not dying.
It's hard to be creative when you're dead.
It's very hard. I don't think dead people play guitar very well. It's just me. You know?
Just, I don't know. You know, but they get good agents. So.
Yeah.
They get good reps.
Bless them.
Yes.
So, you know, but here's what I'll say is my experience is that we go back to the source, which is getting inspired. And so what I did is I had to go learn how to feel music again. And that's really easy because here's the thing. When most people who are an addict or alcoholic, we're very emotional, very sensitive, very empathic. So if you can, as an artist, get connected to your art, maybe it's painting, and feel it, like find that song that just moves you to tears, because I know we can do that, especially sober, then come from that place when you pick up your instrument again. That's what I do. I go back to stuff that just moves me so emotionally, and then I start creating from there, and I'm there.
So it's your emotions that feed your creativity.
Yeah, well, sometimes I think when we get writer's block or whatever, it feels like we don't know where to start, and we start doing, oh, that sucks, or this is horrible. But for me, and I'll be very honest, I usually, a lot of times I go to a song and I go, ooh, I love how this song does that. I'm going to bite that, but do it in my own way. And if I bite something from Led Zeppelin, nobody's thinking Head PE sounds like Led Zeppelin.
Right, right.
It's inspiration. Just, you're and that's what artists do.
You're getting inspired from that point. But you know what? Yeah. Psychologists do that too. I remember a while back I had hurt my back and my doctor gave me some medication for it, and they were painkillers. And one of the reasons I stopped, I was afraid of getting addicted, but one of the reasons I stopped is I was having a really hard time doing my job as a psychologist because the medication was taking me away from my feelings, and my feelings were the things that I needed to connect to as far as connecting with someone in the office so I could get an understanding of what was going on. So without being connected to those feelings, I couldn't really create. And that was one of my frustrations, is I felt like I wasn't doing a good job because I couldn't feel the feelings I needed to be feeling.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's docs out there who are really high or just feeling it so much and they're doing horrible work. And
I'm sure there are, but...
Yeah, and I wrote some great songs on a lot of drugs for sure, but what I also notice is there's a lot of stuff, and this I want to say this very clearly to people out there, musicians that might be struggling with this, there's a lot of stuff when you're high you think it's great and it isn't.
Yeah.
So the trade-off is there to really know when something's good, because I would spend 3 days on a horrible song and not sleep, you know, for 3 days in a row, and my friends would go, Wes, let it go.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what, Wes, why don't we look at this when you're sober in 3 days from now?
Yeah. They would just go, get off the, you know, whatever, get off the keyboard, Wes. What? This is great. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Eat a sandwich, dude.
Yeah. Especially if you're getting obsessive, which a lot of the drugs will do. You're sort of playing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And think you're having some brilliant connection. And you're right. A lot of times I'll hear it from patients and they'll go, don't you think this is amazing? They're coming out and I go, well, I'm not an expert in the field, but why don't we talk about it next week and see, after you've been sober, and see if you still think it's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. G. We're going to take a break. Our number is 1-800-222-5222. You can email us at engage790@gmail.com, and we will be back right after the commercials.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
AM 790.
KABC. Talk Radio 790, KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. President Trump is threatening the U.S. could respond in a, quote, disproportionate manner if Iran retaliates for the killing of a top Iranian military general. On Twitter, Trump said his social media posts are serving as notification to Congress that he will, quote, quickly and fully strike back if Iran attacks U.S. targets. He noted that this, quote, legal notice is not required, but he's giving it nonetheless. Meanwhile, Iran vowed today to wipe out Israel by targeting all U.S. interests if it retaliates for the Friday assassination and then President Trump hits back again. The fallout from the assassination is growing. Iraq has voted for U.S. troops to leave the country permanently, but the prime minister still needs to sign off on it. At the same time, Iran declared it will no longer abide by any limits of a nuclear deal it made with six world powers in 2015. KABC SoCal weather mostly clear this evening and tonight with lows in the mid-40s to mid-50s. More news coming up in 30 minutes, continuing coverage at KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-590-7516. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-590-7516. 800-590-7516.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you build a giant pillow fort in your living room. And when people ask why you have a pillow fort in your living room, you say it's for your dog. And when they ask, well, what kind? You say, chocolate lab. And weave a web of lies that's almost as intricate as the crown molding in Fort Pillow. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the pillow soft fortress you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The 6,600-watt megaphone of clear thinking. AM 790. KABC.
Welcome back to Engaging Minds with your host, Dr. Howard Gluss, licensed clinical psychologist.
I'm Dr. T. We're back with Engaging Minds. I'm here with Wes Geer. Our number is 1-800-222-5222. And you can also email us at engage790@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any comments about your own journey in the industry or around sobriety, sharing it would be a great help to everyone who's listening. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, and I was talking to a patient of mine about it this week, and the dilemma that he has is that everyone says you got to hold on to your own truth when you're trying to become an artist. But then there are commercial realities, and he's feeling this conflict of, I want to hold on to my own truth, but my agents are asking me to do a certain thing, and I've got to be commercial, and this is what sells, and I'm having that conflict. And the reason he brings it up, I think, what's important is he's worried that the effect it's going to have on his sobriety. If he lets go of too much of his own truth, is he going to feel like a fake? Is he going to feel like he's selling himself out? So if you were talking to this guy, what kind of advice would you give him?
Yeah, it's hard with such limited information, right? Not knowing the role. You know, we deal with it in music because you got to sell records.
Right. So he's a musician.
Right. So to pertain it to that kind of world, it's like, okay, let's go more towards radio, but and accept that as like a necessary means so we can make money to make more music. Because if you don't make it, it all goes away and you don't get to do your art anymore because you got to get a job at Petco. So the idea to me has always been to do enough to have commercial success, but something that you still truly love.
Exactly. You know, I was also thinking in another format, a friend of mine who is an art consultant, and actually he's an artist, and he was telling me, he goes, you know, I have a line of posters that this big hotel chain bought, and they're putting up all the posters in their hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. And he said, this is great for me because it gives me the money to then do the artwork that I really love to
exactly.
do. And he said, I don't feel like I'm selling myself out. I've just been able to compartmentalize.
Yeah. So take the move that makes you millions of dollars so you can go do the weirdo side project album that nobody buys, but you feel good as an artist.
Is that
you know what
so
I mean?
How is your weirdo artist album going?
Yeah.
I've had 9 sales on it.
That's what side projects are for. You know, you can, if you're truly, and if that's really what it is, if you're truly an artist, because artists just create, it's not about making money. You can always sit at home and do your little weirdo art projects.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's really about separating the two. I just think you got to not compromise yourself so much that you're embarrassed. You know what I mean? Like, well, now I'm an actor and now I'm doing porn. Okay,
yeah.
You maybe went too far.
Right.
Because now it's not even acting.
Right. Or, you know,
or
but
whatever.
You could say I'm an actor and I did a commercial and that was great because the commercial let me do all the theater I wanted to do.
Yeah. My buddy Monty Pittman, he plays for Madonna. He's a total metalhead.
Okay.
I guarantee, and I'm sure he loves playing the Madonna stuff in a fun like way, but it's not his main, and I'm taking liberties here. I'm going to assume it's not his favorite stuff. Cause guess what he does? He goes and makes solo albums that are just rip your face off metal.
Okay.
So, but guess what? What gives him his livelihood is playing for the Material Girl.
Exactly. So he's been able to marry the two of them.
Yeah.
His commercial success and then go do maybe something that gives him
the creative
success.
Take the money. You know what I mean? You got to get paid.
Any projects that you're working on other than Rock to Recovery that you want to share with us? Let's hear about it.
Oh, my gosh. We have so many. How much time do we have?
We have a segment and a half.
Okay,
this time around, but there'll be another time.
Well, first of all, in the business world, because so many rock stars and celebs or even just kids trying to get from rehab to a court case, they struggle. They're not in solid enough in sobriety. So we're doing something that's called Sober Companions. It's called R2R Companions, where we can help transport or escort or be a sober mentor with people who are struggling and don't have their foothold in sobriety yet. We want to help more people in those dangerous spots, right?
So do you have a specific way that you do it that's different, let's say, than other organizations as far as the sober coaching?
Right. So it's not really a sober coach. There is elements of that, but it's a sober companion.
Okay.
And so the difference is there's a lot of people in recovery now, and God bless them. They get in recovery and they just start working in the field, and they don't necessarily have any background or credentials or anything. and you know this person, ours is managed by a PhD addiction specialist, Constance Scharf, Dr. Constance Scharf. She's a PhD.
She's amazing. Yeah.
So our case management is at, dare I say, a much higher level than most. And also we have such tentacles, if you will, into the artistic and musician community and actors that I really think we can help honor it and support it in a much better way.
And what about on a personal level? Are there any projects
yes.
that you're...
Yes. Thanks, Dr. G. And you guys at home, I did not tell him he had to ask me this. He's yes. just being nice. I have a new band coming out with Matt Bartosz. He's a singer who also works with us in Rock Recovery. Incredible voice. And Clinton, Calton. But it's called Human. But we spell it H-U-3-M-3-N. So the E's are basically threes. H-U-3-M-3-N.
And what's the psychology behind that? Why the threes?
You try to find a name that's not taken. And I wasn't going to go with one weird hipster names like blah blah blah. They're so weird. So it's Human.
You see, this is my job. I'm trying to find some deep meaning into okay, whatever
well,
you're
this
talking
is what
about.
I like.
And you're telling me it's because you could find well, the domain. Which actually... You marriage the commercial with the artistic.
Exactly. Well, what I loved is I started going down this rabbit hole of hue, which is color, H-U-E.
Okay.
And we're hue men, M-E-N, right? So it's not hue. So it's kind of a play on words. It's and to me, it's all about color and frequency and emotion. So we're men of hue, men of color and frequency. So it just sounded cool and sci-fi.
So what's your sound like? What's the sort of...
I don't know.
Explain
gosh.
It to me in music terms.
Music so terms. There's hints of Massive Attack and Radiohead and probably Kay Flay, and yeah, it's kind of like in that right.
Fantagram. Are you guys actually performing right now, or do you have something?
Well, in
up?
Our bedroom, we definitely yes. perform every night, and we turn on the lights really bright.
I do too, but yeah. no one's going to get. To
I
see
have
that.
Invite people over to blow vape smoke on me, so I feel like I'm on stage. But yeah, we're getting ready to do all that stuff.
Any dates yet you want to share with
no,
our audience?
No, I wish.
Okay,
I wish.
Well,
go to our Instagram page and follow it now or you're not nice.
Well, our audience
H-U-3-M-3-N.
Well, if you want to be nice, you got to follow Wes and give that information out again.
Yeah, H-U-3-M-3-N. I should just do like Donald Trump and just have a tagline I say over and over because it like brainwashes people.
Uh-huh,
Human
uh-huh.
is the best music ever. Human is the best music ever. Human is the best music ever. If I say it enough time, people will be like...
We have a whole nother segment. You can come on and just every question I ask you, you can just say it each yeah. time. And you know, the irony is psychologically, it would probably work.
Yeah.
I do want to remind our audience, if you want to call in, our number is 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-222-5222. You can email us at engage790@gmail.com. What about rejection? That is a big deal that a lot of artists have to deal with, the constant rejection, the constant feelings of, you know, you become an artist on maybe on an unconscious level to want to get your voice out there and feel heard and feel like you matter or could say something, and then everybody rejects you. And occasionally there is a success. So how do you manage that yourself internally? How have you been able to deal with it sober?
That's so many facets. One thing you have to do is know that if you don't suck or not. And there's guys out there who are like, I see a guy play in this band right. and he's like, my band's so awesome. Wait till you see him. You're friggin' horrible, dude.
Right.
So you got to know if you suck or not, first of all.
Okay.
So you got to really put, seriously.
But you know what? There are people that, quote, suck that make it.
But that's their deal. That's
right.
not our, this. Our deal, right?
Right.
Our deal is,
our
do
deal
I suck?
Is,
go
okay.
turn, like, if you're a musician, listen to your songs. Test the market. So first you got to know that. And for me, how it went, because I had so many bands. Like, I love the saying that is, the master has failed more times than the student has even tried. I had so
That's
many.
So true, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get that experience as a psychologist. People will sit across in their, you know, the room with me, and they'll think, they'll say, oh, your life has been easy, or you've had it made, and you're sitting there and you have your stuff together. And I'm thinking in my head, you have no
yeah.
idea.
You have no idea. This thing of overnight success is total BS.
Right.
So I had probably my 27th band, and then my girlfriend at the time goes, you know what? And we're struggling. She goes, you know, your band is the kind of band it's fun for friends to come see, but I don't really see other people coming. And I was like, it was enough where I'm like, she's right. And I destroyed the band and made a new one. And so, you know, the thing is, I had a passion to drive where I wasn't going to give up. But I also had, because people ask you, like, how do you do it? Tell me what to do. It's like, I didn't have a choice. I couldn't not do it. But I also had to meter that desire along with really testing the market and seeing what people are reacting to. And also put that against what I feel in my gut as good quality product.
Did you see how important the experience with your brother was early on in your life? Because you had that intense experience where you did something that you were so unhappy with and disconnected to, that when you found something that you love to do, you had to go just do it. And all you did is you went, okay, I'm just going to reinvent it in a different way, but I'm a musician. That's how my brain works. That's who I am.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep expressing it differently. We're going to take a break in a moment, but I want to mention next week on Engaging Minds, we're going to talk about artists and the psychology behind art. I have two amazing LA artists coming on. Tammy Idea, she's the owner of the Hotel Shangri-La. She calls herself an artist and a cultural architect, and she definitely is. And she actually focuses on glam rock. That's her artwork.
Wow.
And Eric Nash, he's a California artist, and his art focuses on icons and scenes inspired by California and the American West. His stuff is amazing because it looks like it's photographs. But actually, when you look up close, it's all charcoal.
Wow.
I'm Dr. G. We're going to be back right after the break.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-773-5124 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-773-5124. 800-773-5124. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-773-5124.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-590-7516. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-590-7516. 800-590-7516.
The Beacon of Common Sense. AM 790 KABC.
Welcome back to Engaging Minds with your host, Dr. Howard Gluss, licensed clinical psychologist.
I'm Dr. G, and we're here with Engaging Minds. We're here with Wes Geer. I do want to remind our audience that next week we'll be back to our regular time at 8 p.m. right here on KBC 790 AM, or you can listen online at KBC.com. Wes, I was thinking at the break that this concept of inspiration, where people get it, where it comes from, and how it keeps you motivated throughout your own life. What I started to say, what I understood about what you said was, yeah, I've switched bands and my girlfriend said this and whatever, but ultimately I stayed with music and I allowed myself to evolve and I allowed each transition to inspire the next transition. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that. Like, where do you find that in your own personal self? Where do you find that inspiration?
I mean, I hate to keep saying the same answer, you know, but for me, it's meditation and clearing space, because there's so much static in my mind, like this won't work and that won't work and why would you do that and oh, that's a waste of time. It just gets filled with doubt and everything. So for me, it's very powerful and necessary to unplug. And so, for example, this year coming around New Year's, I didn't go to some party. I went up to the mountains to snowboard so I could get – I work out of my home a lot. So I needed to get away from my work environment and get in a place where my mind's quiet and then really meditate. And I get into a lot of books that I find inspiring that are about personal growth and connecting back to love and back to source. Because the more I can get to that place where there's no judgment and nothing exists, the negativity doesn't exist. Now we're in what we – what like Joe Dispenza calls – we're in this quantum realm where anything is possible. And so you can imagine for so many people's, you know, who are looking for direction or inspiration, they get stuck with that, no, oh, that's not going to work, or how would that ever happen, or da-da-da.
But they get in their heads way too much.
It's actually, your head's just going to shut it down and find problems all the way. So what we want to do, what I like to do, is get in the spot where nothing exists, right? And I'm not saying you're going to ever stop your thoughts and meditation, but you work in that direction. Because what we realize is, and this has been my experience, like, for example, when I was at my brother's, I was like, well, what career would I have? I would have A or I would have B. That's all my brain could think of. But because that's, it's going to draw from its experiences and its limited knowledge. But your brain.
That's such a great, I just want to stop you there. Yeah. Hold your thought. That's such a great statement, that's limited knowledge. And you are actually going from your own subjective experience. And from that subjective experience, you're actually trying to create something new, which won't really work.
Which won't work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's based a lot on your failures or your fears that you carry.
Or your anxieties.
Or your anxieties that you carry through your life. So it's really an effort to let go. And again, I always ask to be guided. Where do you want me? How does this work? How does this vision work? And I start intuitively getting direction. And so usually, you know, you go down the freeway, you think you're going to New York, and then next thing you know, you're guided over to Chicago. And you're like, gosh, I thought I was supposed to be in New York and Chicago. You know what I mean? Being metaphorical was way more magical than anything I could have imagined.
You know what? I like to have fun with myself, too, when I find myself taking myself too seriously. And I sort of do the same thing. I call them Scooby-Doo moments where I think I'm headed somewhere and I go, oh, what's over there? Oh, that looks interesting.
Zoinks!
I could do that. I was talking to a friend, you know, about having a career in radio, and he was talking to me about it, and he looked at my face and he said, well, what are your feelings about it? I go, well, I thought I was going to be an academic and that's what I was going to do the rest of my life and have a little practice. And I had a lot of Scooby-Doo moments and here I am.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Anybody you ask when they tell you about their career, where they end up when it's someplace amazing, they'll always tell you it's much different than what I ever envisioned. Still kind of where I wanted to go, but this is a way better incarnation than what I had envisioned.
And that happens a lot because of trust. And also surrounding yourself, I believe this is important for people to hear, with a good support system. People that you really trust, that you feel that are out there for your own good.
That is crucial. It's been crucial in my life.
I think it's crucial to everyone's life.
And so, if your blood family can't give it to you, then you go create a family that can.
You know what?
Because a lot of blood families suck.
Yeah. The reality is,
you know what I mean?
And that is part of the insanity, is that you keep going back to the same people, hoping there's going to be a different result.
Yeah.
So there is this, I kind of call it this, it's kind of like a, look, for the people that have great families, you know, that's a blessing and that's wonderful. But if you don't, then at some point as an adult, you have to be able to own it and say, okay, that didn't work out for me the way I wanted it to. But that doesn't mean I can't get those experiences from other people.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's part of being an adult is you just don't keep going back. If you had a super dysfunctional family and expect it to be different, unless they're going to have a lot of treatment, it's probably not going to be any different.
And I think in creating your own life, that's a big, big part of it is about who your network is and who your friends are. And I could go on and on about how many times I was like, maybe let me just email this guy I don't even know. And like Billy Morrison, I just hit him up. Hey, what's this art show? Next thing you know, he helped me put together my first Rock to Recovery concert. So it's just and I came out of a meditation and got that message. You should email this Billy guy.
Yeah. It's so funny you mentioned him because he may be on the show.
Okay. Yeah. I'll help facilitate that. I love Billy.
I do want to ask if you want to share your contact information or how people could get in touch with you. This is a good opportunity to do it.
Yeah. So I'm mostly on Instagram. It's at Wes, W-E-S as in Sam, Gear, G-E-E-R, at Wes Gear. And you can find Rock to Recovery all over the interwebs. It's Rock and it's spelled T-O. Rock to Recovery. If you want to hit us up, we do music therapy for a variety of incarnations. And then, of course, my new band. You got to plug the new band.
Yes.
And it's Human.
Human with two threes in
Yeah, so
right?
You got to think of Hue, like the color, right? H-U-E-M-E-N, like plural for men. But we use threes instead. Because you can't make it too easy, okay,
no,
doctor?
Yes.
We got to know that our fans really
want it.
I
can't make it that easy. Yeah. Otherwise, I'd be out of a job.
Yeah. So it's Human, H-U-3-M-3-N.
And it's okay, great. And again, I said it before, but I'm happy to share that information with our audience as if they missed it. And when you get some dates, please share it with us.
We will. And by the way, I mentioned Rock to Recovery Companions, which is R2R Companions. Everything you're looking for, you can find via our Rock to Recovery website. That'll take you to the companions and the other stuff we do.
And you know what I wanted to share with the time we have left? My experience of you is that, you know, here's this, when I first heard about you, I thought, well, here's this guy, he's into metal and he's probably this, you know, big tough guy. Oh yeah. You know, banging his head against the wall and things like that. And then you know, I get to meet you and you're like the nicest, like giving guy. And it's just so interesting. You know, I had that same experience when I met Danny Trejo and he was on the show, is that he played this super tough guy in films. And then you meet him in person and he talks a lot about his recovery too, mm-hmm. that he's just a sweet, giving, wonderful person.
I used to get drunk with this Englishman. He was the only guy to hang out with me. And he would say, "Don't be misled by my rough exterior. Inside, I'm like mashed potatoes." And I'm going to stick with that.
So we're going to call you mashed potatoes inside?
I mean, it doesn't really have a ring to it, but we can go from there, yeah.
So we have a couple minutes left. I'd like to give you an opportunity here. If there's anything you want to share, any message you want to give to our audience that we haven't had a chance to cover around sobriety, around your career, et cetera, this is a good opportunity to do it, especially so you're not in the car and going, you know, I wish I would have said that.
Yeah,
so,
I rarely do
ahead.
That. Yeah, if anybody's listening and they're struggling with addiction, what I found is a great saying is, if you have a problem with drugs or if you have an alcohol drinking problem, you quit and your problem goes away. It should be very easy for you. For me, as much as I had problems, I could never quit on my own. And there are resources out there. And I think what we're seeing is the shift in the paradigm where you don't have to hide anymore. It's not something to be ashamed of. Every actor, celebrity, model, athlete, doctor, whatever, there's so many of them that are prominent that have been open about their addiction and overcoming it. The time of shame and guilt and hiding it is no more, hopefully. So I just want to tell people, tell somebody, find somebody you can tell your whole reality to. It's nothing to be shameful about. I want to talk about this. This morning, I have 12 years sober. I just celebrated 12 years. And my mom's listening and she's going to freak out. But listen.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. I sometimes go to dark places. I have an
we
old,
all do.
I have an old pain body that's attached to abandonment. Where it came from, I'm not even sure. But if something sets it off, like an old football injury, right? I hurt my knee when I was 7, and so then when you're 80, you twist it, and it's the old 7.
Well, those triggers, you know, I just want to add to that. Those triggers always stay with us. So,
thank you.
They never really go away. What therapy, what the kind of work you're doing is, it gives you distance from being reactive to those triggers, that you can actually then find sort of a mindful place to be able to process through it, that you're not just reacting quickly on it.
So I'm lying in bed, and this thing
we're not going to have. We're not going to have time because we're out of time today. So
zero time.
Zero. No, no, almost. But I have to wrap up the show. But that means I'm going to have you.
I was getting to the good stuff.
I know you were getting to the stuff about lying in bed.
Well, I had suicidal ideation, but I handled it with some spiritual practices. I'm good now.
No, that's great. And that's so important for our audience to hear, that this idea that you're completely healed and it all goes away, that is just a fantasy that doesn't exist. You got to work at it every day. I'm Dr. G. We'll be back next week at 8 p.m. And if you want to get in touch with me, my email address is drhowardgluss@live.com or engage790@gmail.com. And we'll catch you next week at 8 p.m.
This show furnished by Key Light Counseling Center.